When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why do I need to say anything? Like, we already know what we're doing. We're fucking drinking the
You know what it is.
You know what it is,
well, fam. Maybe some people are like, oh, they're better they in weren't. The second half. Like.
This week, we're drinking beer from Dimensional Brewing with Mike Kelly. This is episode 133 of The Malting Hour.
What's the haps on the hops? Got yeast, that's bees. This the Malting Hour where we talk about our drink and tell you what we think every other week. And if we get drunk, well, we might slur our speech. Got the gift of gab, the friends you wish you had. Join us for a drink, join us for a laugh. Time is never wasted, where you getting wasted. The Malting Hour here, people, take your places. People, take your places.
Welcome to the Malting Hour. I am one of your hosts, Tony Bullock, joined always with
Brandon Winninger.
And we have a special guest joining us this evening who doesn't actually care for beer, but we brought him on. He's the voice that you hear the beginning of every show. This is my friend Mike Kelly, who is also known for making our theme song.
Hi.
I have a friend, Mike Kelly, too.
I know that Mike Kelly.
Do you?
I do. One of my employees and a really good friend, his name is Mike Kelly.
My teacher in eighth grade, Ms. Presemble, had a best friend named Mike Kelly as well.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like a big deal to her. She was like the favorite teacher of everybody, you know? She was like the cool one.
That's
and
wild.
She, yeah. Like, I wasn't her favorite student because of it.
Wow.
I was.
I still am. I still am her favorite student.
She loves me.
Yeah, no, she would be like, she was like, Mike Kelly? Oh my God. That's my best friend's name.
I love you. Not in that way, but we're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, thanks.
Score me points.
Thanks for joining us, and also thanks for making our theme song. We also play some, you know, random LSD songs. That's also.
Yes. You know, thank you for plugging those.
Hey, man, thanks for letting us play your music.
My pleasure.
We might do it for this episode, or I might not at all. It seems like it'd be fitting. Like, I probably should play one of your songs.
Should I do it right now, rap it?
Yeah, just do it. Can you just do the whole thing right now?
What's the haps on the hops? Got yeast, that's beast. This is the Malting Hour where we talk about our drinks. That's all I remember.
It's pretty good.
I can't remember.
We know the song.
We should have planned to have, like, a live intro.
We could still do that.
Well, kind of.
You don't know the lyrics, dummy.
Yeah, ding bang.
I can record it post, though. We can do that post.
That's not live.
Oh. Okay, I'm new to this.
You killed me, Smalls.
I gotta learn.
You did great. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you in another 20 minutes. This episode is brought to you by Mike. Now, I went to Dubuque recently. I mean, I teased this in the last episode. Went to Dubuque, Iowa. Went to go visit some family. Went out there with some family. Cousin Justin, cousin Paxson. Go out, hang out with Cousin Reese and Cousin Vince, then met us out there. And these are all cousins through marriage, but I love these guys. They are like brothers to me. It was a lot of fun. Great time. Glad we finally got to do it. Went up on a Friday afternoon, and I came back Sunday afternoon. Got to go to one brewery, and it was one brewery I really wanted to go to, and it's called Dimensional Brewing Company. And I was introduced to this brewery when I hung out with Matthew. Friend Matthew over from Old Irving. Matthew, we still want you to come back on the show. Sorry, we haven't called. I was out in Arlington Heights by your old place at Beer on the Wall.
Shout out Arlington Heights.
Okay.
This is the first Arlington Heights shout out we've had on the show.
Probably the last. Nothing against Arlington Heights, bro.
You're welcome.
He was doing the beer tasting, Old Irving stuff, and these two guys came up towards the end and we were done during the tasting, and they busted out this bottle from Dimensional called Smortal Combat, and it was a barrel-aged...
I love that name.
Yeah, it was a barrel-aged stout.
I think you sent me a picture of it.
That tastes like s'mores. I'll show you the picture of it, too. And I was blown away. There was another like big stout that we got to sample from them as well, and when I looked at the bottle, I noticed it was Dubuque and sent the picture to Cousin Reese, who's living out there, and said, hey, man, do you know this place? He goes, yeah, I know it. I go there all the time. So, yeah, like, what are the chances?
Oh, so, that's so cool.
Yeah, so that's when this trip came to be, that was like, I have to go. And the spot was great.
There was a beer fest going on in Dubuque that I didn't know about at the time until that morning.
You know, what the name of the festival was?
Something Ice. Ice was in it.
Yeah. The Ice Spice Festival?
Ice, yeah, Ice Spice. Okay. Ice.
I heard about that.
ICP Festival.
ICP was there again?
It was just a bunch of jugglers.
I should have went. Oh, those jugglers are nice, though, man.
Sweethearts.
This has been going off in my pocket. So, we went there around the time that we went to the brewery around the time that the festival was ending, and you could tell because people were like, when we got there, it wasn't like crazy packed, but there was a lot of people there, and then all of a sudden it was just a bunch of drunk people showing up out of nowhere. So I think it's the closest brewery to where they were having the actual event. So we got to see it when it was packed. Yeah, we got to see it when it was not packed. I tried a bunch of beers there. All the guys that I went with pretty much only drink, you know, bigger brand, you know, lagers. They had a Pilsner on tap that they enjoyed. So they drank two or three of those. I tried a bunch of random beers and then grabbed four random beers. One I tried there. The other three never had before. And I thought, it's been a long time since we've had a nice little traveling episode, so I'd crack these open. I'm going to start with the one. Shut up, Ritz crackers. I'm going to start with the one that I tried there, and it is Toad Stabber.
All right.
It's a double hazy IPA, and it comes in at around I think 8.4. I can't see. I should have brought my glasses.
Yeah, that's right up Mike's alley.
Yeah, Mike loves hazy IPAs. 8.5.
The hoppier, the better.
Yeah. You want to give me a glass? I'll pour you. I won't pour you heavy pours.
That looks good. I like that color.
It's good. It's like juicy. So, and if you don't like it, Mike, it's okay. Can you pass this down to Brandon though for me?
And hazy just means like it's like
the actual beer is hazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cloudy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That comes from biotransformation of the hops during a whirlpool, which is post-boil.
I like that. It
smells good, right?
Yeah, it smells good.
I was a big fan of this one. I tried a couple of hazy IPAs from them while I was there.
Okay. We're gonna turn Mike into a beer drinker.
Damn right. We're turning our friend Rocky into a beer drinker.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, pretty good, right? What do you think of that one, Mike?
It's really good, and it would be great for like a summer day. I'm imagining,
like sitting in the yard on a warm summer day.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer beers in the yard around a fire on a warm summer night or a cool fall night. But yeah, this one
would be good for that too.
Yeah,
very smooth.
Yeah, that's really good. Brandon, what do you think of this one?
I love it. I'm almost getting some pineapple, like orange.
I got that.
It's
too.
Very tropical.
Yeah, 100%.
And I don't know. Do you have a description?
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Yeah, because going and smelling it, it smelled like, I don't want to say smells like a hazy IPA, but it smelled juicy, and I'm getting that, like some hop aroma, but tasting it was a lot different than I was expecting. It's a lot juicier than I was expecting, like that, almost like pina colada esque.
Okay.
Coming in with the pineapple and.
Sure.
I'm getting like slight coconut almost. Ooh. Yeah.
You're not wrong. I'm going to tell you why. Because it is a hazy double IPA with Nectaron. I still know. All these new hops, man. I still know. Sabro. And the Sabro hop.
We know Sabro.
Imparts the coconut and Citra hops. So I'm assuming that's where you're getting that like slight coconut. I didn't really put together the pina colada thing until you just said that. That's a good observation, man.
Yeah.
You should have your own beer podcast.
I'll be right back.
This is 8.4%. My eyes aren't that bad, so that's good. So almost a 9% beer. It does not drink like that at all. It's very... I had that and then two other beers at the brewery.
Used sparingly?
Yeah.
Is really good, though.
Yeah, it's tasty. I'm getting that little bit of coconut.
I know this is like new world for Mike. What do you like? What on a normal day would you drink?
I'm a whiskey guy, so I go straight for Jameson on the rocks with a dash of water. I like it like kind of diluted. I call it dirty water.
Yeah,
and I drink that all night, and it's the next day, no hangover, no nothing, because you're like kind of hydrating as
water.
You go. Yeah.
The drop water goes a long way.
The dash, no, it's like. A good dash, a heavy dash. And then if I do drink beer, I just like am kind of a big brand guy myself.
You like can the say
Coronas.
It.
Yeah, so,
you can say the beer. Yeah, it's okay.
I never really hopped on the IPAs craft and stuff in the crafts, but I definitely respect the art. It's very cool.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there's, you know, especially when you go to Corona. I mean, we don't have it anymore, but like Five Rabbits
had some
good beers that were like close to Corona, and I'm sure there's other ones out there that, like, you know, there's a lot of good craft Mexican lagers.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're like, you're okay with this. So, I will throw this out. Like, if you were going to rate this 1 through 5 pina coladas, how many pina coladas would you give this?
This right here is easily 4.5 pina coladas. Ooh.
All right.
This is very good. It's sweet, but it's not so sweet to where, like, after a few you don't want any. It has a nice balance of, like, tart and sweet. And so I could, like, kick back with these for, like, a good 6 or 7 and not get sick of it. So I give it points for that. And also, it's very good. 4.5.
Yeah. How many pina coladas are you giving this one, Brandon?
I'm going 4.25, 4.3. Like, I'm in that range too, man.
Nice.
I had it checked in at 4.5, and I'm standing by that.
Yeah.
I'm standing by it. That last, like, big sip I just took of it too. That was like a big citrus, like, like orange.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, it's a really well done beer, and I appreciate what they did with it, and it makes me want to use, like, Sabro, and I gotta go back and look at my recipe for that mango IPA I did, because I may have used Sabro in there. I think I did, but yeah, man, like, I love coconut, and having it show up in beer, like, in a pleasant form
is really, like, nice. As a hop, instead of, like, here we're just adding a bunch of toasted coconut like we did.
Well, yeah, but even that is good, like, because when you do like it. And I think toasted coconut works much better in, like, big barrel-aged beers.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, Old Irving did it really well.
Oh, my God. They used so much coconut in their beer. It was insane. It was pounds upon pounds upon pounds upon
The thing I was having a mind lock on was that I wanted to say that the aftertaste on it was really good. It's really it doesn't linger too long, and it's just nice and crisp, and I like that.
What I like about hazy IPAs, too, is when I burp, I can still taste all the fruitiness from the hops, which is actually a weird flex on those beers.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I burp, it's always like,
oh, also an underrated trait.
Mm.
It's an underrated trait.
So I did not use Sabra in that mango IPA. It was Warrior, Citra, and Mosaic.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But I'm going to rework this recipe. I want to do it again, like, in May, maybe?
All right.
To have it as a summer beer.
Nice. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna perfect. Test it with Sabro and see what it does.
Sabro hops, they're hit or miss for me for certain beers. I feel like when people first started using Sabro hops, it was very distinct how much they were using. Like, they really wanted to make it pop. And now I feel like people have learned to just use the right amount, so it's not just like that's the flavor in your face, because I feel like it can be a lot. Speaking of brewing, I got a text from Clark today. He's brewing on Sunday. He's brewing his Nick the Dick IPA.
Is it like the first time he's brewed in
forever?
This is the last time he brewed Nick the Dick.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. So I'm very excited. Nick the Dick is a delicious
like
beer.
Private.
When his son was born, he was a dick, so he called him Nick the Dick.
He wasn't born a dick, but he was.
He became one.
Apparently,
he's not a dick anymore.
That's good.
That kid is great. All right. So, yeah. So, I think we're all on board with that. That was a good beer. Yeah. Brandon, I'm going to let you choose. I'm going to give you the styles, okay? Brown ale?
No, I don't want to know those styles. I'm going to look just from here.
One of them is a brown ale.
Oh, whatever. Do the middle can.
This is... Now, I haven't tried any of the other beers that I have here. This is At Last Fluid Power Company Hefeweizen.
Okay.
I picked this one specifically for you. When I saw it,
Grazie.
I was trying to do some German beers. I know you're a fan of the Hefs. Hugh Hefner's. Oh, yeah. Ooh, this is nice and clear.
Germans make a fine beer.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Oh, man. Brandon, you're gonna like the smell of that.
As much as you want.
Too bad.
One of the best times that I had was in Germany. I've talked about that many times.
A few times.
Couple two treat.
Yeah, I still need to go to Germany. I've never been, and I would like to.
We will. We'll put it on our list.
Still got a
Berlin, I heard, was like a
great... We can take a man trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife and I, because Mike doesn't know, we went to Munich as like the last stop on our honeymoon. We did kind of like a Greece, Italy, and Germany thing, and then we did Munich. Awesome. And did like a beer tasting and stuff like that. And we, our last stop on this beer tasting we did was at the original Hofbräuhaus.
Oh, wow.
And we got drunk with a bunch of kids. But we also went there, and it was a spring fest, like our first day there. We went, and it's apparently the
just
same
a
thing.
Madhouse.
But it's apparently the same thing as their German fest in the same park. Yeah. They've got all the tents set up, and we drank with a bunch of 16-year-olds.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I remember you texting me about that.
Yeah.
That sounded interesting. Let's see. That's not the same. That's wrong. Sorry, I was looking.
I love the smell in this.
Yeah, this is in your wheelhouse, buddy. There's not much of a description on this. I don't know how familiar you are with Hefeweizens. They're a good summertime beer too. It's normally, you know what? I'm not gonna say anything about it. Let you taste and you tell us what you get from it. But Brandon, have you taken a sip yet?
I did.
Do you like the way it tastes?
I do.
Okay. I also have taken a sip and like the way it tastes. Mike, have you taken a sip yet?
I have not.
Give it a sip and let us know if you like the way it tastes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Also, don't...
We need editing to insert the Owen Wilson. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
We got to get Mike on the board. If you don't like something, it's okay to say, I don't like this beer.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
We're very honest about beers on here.
Yeah, because as it was going down the barrel of the cup, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to like this. And then I took a sip and I'm like, oh, I really like this.
I feel like Hefeweizens taste better than they smell.
Yeah, because I kind of, stinky. Got that on the Malton Hour.
Yep.
This is fruity as well. It's a fruity one as well. I'm getting fruity undertones.
Fruity undertones.
Yeah, so the big thing with Hefeweizens, if they're done well... one of the main characteristics is like a banana undertone.
Oh, okay.
Banana and clove is like the big things that like people go for, and this kind of has that.
Yeah. Another one that you can get is like a bubblegum.
Oh yeah, bubblegum.
That's my favorite. Bubblegum is my favorite.
That.
If I can get, I still gotta find one where I can get that because it's my, that's my favorite. Take on a Hefeweizen.
Yeah, but I think the bubble gum comes from, like, if you think about the flavors of like banana and clove, mm-hmm. it's a like the perfect combination of them both. The Germans, when they do Hefeweizens, they're not like concerned about, they're not like thinking about bubble gum, but like I think that flavor profile has become more Americanized, but it is fucking awesome. And Tony and I, we tried to do a beer, and I think I had said originally, like, banana and clove or, like, bubblegum. If we can hit either of those, and like, I think we got halfway in between. Like, it was, like, it was okay.
I feel like in the beginning it smelled a lot more like bubblegum.
Yeah. I haven't gone back and, like, revisited that recipe. But
you did after you and I did it.
Yeah, but I tried a 1 gallon batch and then I screwed it up.
I thought you did one that was. I thought you did a whole other one that was awesome.
Maybe I did.
Did because it was better. You improved on what we did, and then I think you did a 1 gallon batch that didn't turn out.
Yeah, maybe. I did a batch that I remember the hose. Maybe that was the night my chiller broke.
Yes.
And filled the pool up with hose city water, which we don't want in our beer.
Yeah. Did not work out
well. Wait, do you use actual bubble gum?
No. It's just like the bubble gum itself comes from during the fermentation process. Oh. Like the yeast. The yeast is
okay. So it's like a level you want to reach.
I really should keep a list of things that I brew, but like I don't.
We're not great homebrewers when it comes to that.
And because literally the only things I've brewed the last 3 years has been that the triple IPA or triple Belgian triple. I haven't done Shaggy Tail in a while, which I think I'll do too. So
I gotta brew something soon too. The Cerveja. I'm gonna figure that out. Gotta figure out what that flavor is. Probably Coors Light. I was really happy with this. Hefeweizens are hit or miss for me because I loved them for so long and drank them so much that I burnt myself out, I think, on them for a while. Kind of like Saisons. But when I saw this, like anytime I see a Hefeweizen or a Belgian beer, I'm going to grab it for you because I know like that's what...
I appreciate that.
That's one you dig, you know? That's one you dig.
And it's not my favorite, but I like it.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, that's why I look for brown ales all the time when I'm doing stuff and porters when I'm...
Well, I'll say, what is your favorite style, Brandon?
I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
I don't have one. I like...
Pale ale, sorry. Pale ale is my favorite
style. A lot of beer.
I would do
it. You know what? And then I think if I'm going to do something that if I go somewhere and try it, I'm in the camp now of give me your lager.
Yeah.
If you do a lager well, then your other stuff is probably going to be okay.
Yeah,
because lagers are hard to do.
For sure.
In most places, so
that's why I'm aim for porters and brown ales or ambers as well. Yeah. They have those on tap. I'll go for those because they're not popular brands or they're popular styles. And if it tastes good, then for me, I'm signed up. I'm all right, yep, these are good. That's what happened at where did we go in Wisconsin? Where did we stop at?
Mash Tun.
Couldn't remember that. Yeah, Mash Tun had great, great brown ale. That was fantastic, Brandon. How many cloves are you going to give this beer?
I'm going to give this a solid 4.
All right. I like that. Mike, how many bananas are you going to give this one?
How many bananas? I'll give this 3.5 bananas.
All right. Okay. I like that. Tony, how many sticks of bubble gum are you giving this one? I'm giving this a
3.8.
Now you're just talking to yourself over there.
Yeah, I was waiting for someone to ask me. I literally left space.
I like that. What you did was so much better though.
Thanks.
I was waiting for him to finish. And then you just went and started talking to yourself.
We'll go back. We'll play back the tape and we take a break. There is. I did give enough space.
Yeah, we can't play tape when we go back.
Fuck.
Never happens.
The editing machine's broken.
What?
The editing machine's broken. That's why I don't edit the podcast anymore. I just slap it together. Oh, there we go. It's done. All right. Well, we've got two more. We're probably pretty close to a break. I don't think we're too close. I feel like we're maybe 10 minutes away from what would actually be a break. But, Brandon, how close are we to a break?
About 10 minutes away.
Son of a bitch. We're going to take an early break. We'll be right back.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products. Now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.
Cease to resist, I'm giving my goodbyes. Yeah, she wanna hang, she wanna roll, looking for good times. Moon is eclipsed, and why do we baptize? Said she was human, but you know she lies. Cease to resist, I'm giving my goodbyes. Yeah, she wanna hang, she wanna roll, looking for good times. Moon is eclipsed, and why do we baptize? Said she was human, but you know she lies. I spent my last dollar trying to get sent to Valhalla. Told her that pussy was magic, she told me, voila. I asked her, we official, she just told me, ha ha. Can't seem to resist, without it I can't seem to exist. Trying to find the exit, but I can't. Trying to find the exit, but I, cease to resist, I'm giving my goodbyes. Yeah, she wanna hang, she wanna roll, looking for good times. Moon is eclipsed, and why do we baptize? Said she was human, but you know she lies. Cease to resist, I'm giving my goodbyes. Yeah, she wanna hang, she wanna roll, looking for good times. Moon is eclipsed, and why do we baptize? Said she was human, but you know she lies. Just an atom that came from an atom. We a genie and the unknown is Aladdin. They had you fooled thinking it was all cool, but we just monkeying around like a boo. It ain't permanent, get a tattoo. Only thing that's probably sticking with you. Living life every day past curfew. Yeah, permanent vacation.
and shit. Permanent teenager. You was always gonna be a permanent stranger. And I might have to call the cops and tell them danger. And then I might have to get my fucking Power Ranger squad. And then I look up to the skies and I thank God. Cease to resist, I'm giving my goodbyes. Yeah, she wanna hang, she wanna roll, looking for good times. Moon is eclipsed, and why do we baptize? Said she was human, but you know she lies. Cease to resist, I'm giving my goodbyes. Yeah, she wanna hang, she wanna roll, looking for good times. Moon is eclipsed, and why do we baptize? Said she was human, but you know she lies.
And we're back.
Welcome back, everybody. You're joining us. who joins a podcast halfway? Why do I need to say anything? Like, we already know what we're doing. We're fucking drinking the
You know what it is.
You know what it is,
well, fam. Maybe some people are like, no, they're better they in weren't. The second half.
Like. It's actually Pat just fast forwards. Like, they need to get to those first two beers, and they start like loosening up. So the next 40 minutes will actually probably be 40 minutes. Brandon, there's two more beers from Dimensional Brewing, Dubuque. Which one you want?
The one closest to me.
Oh, this one.
I like
is
the packaging on this one.
Millions of them. And it's a sour ale.
Ooh.
It's a peach sour ale.
Ooh.
Millions of them. Millions of peaches. Got it? Cool.
Peaches for me?
Yeah. Peaches, cinnamon, graham cracker. That's what this sour beer is all about.
Graham cracker?
Graham cracker. Not Grant cracker.
That's supposed to be like a peach pie?
I think so. I think it's not the first time we had some type of peach cobbler beer on this.
Alexa, stop.
Jeez. Nobody asked for a recipe.
Yeah. Come on.
Ay, ay, ay. So,
that looks very peachy.
Mike, I don't. You probably don't have any experience with sour beers.
No, this is my first ever sour beer. All right. I'm actually kind of excited.
It sounds delicious. I should probably pull up descriptors. What do you, yeah, Brandon, what are you getting?
I'm smelling like cinnamon and graham cracker more than anything, like on the nose.
That's what I got from it.
Very
too.
Pleasant.
Like peach Snapple?
Yes, but yeah. With like graham cracker and like. Oh, that's good.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Whoa. So this is a peach cobbler inspired sour. A bunch of peaches, graham crackers, and a little cinnamon make this a tasty liquid peach cobbler. It is 5.5%.
Hey, you want to take a trip to go visit your cousin again and bring back a case of this? Because that shit is good.
We found one for Brandon. That's a 2.5-hour ride to Dubuque. We can go there.
Oh, man, dude, that is good.
That's tasty.
I love that.
That is, that reminds me of the, what was the bistro beer that we had? That was a cobbler. Is that the pumpkin? That was
pumpkin cobbler.
Yeah. I bet you they do a peach cobbler, and it's probably like this, just not as thick. The peach one's thick. You're saving some for your wife.
Yep.
Smart man. Yeah, this is good. Mike, for your first... Now, just so you know, not all sour beers are like this.
No. Sour beers, what do you mean?
Like a sour beer is normally fruity and tart.
Okay, because this is more like tart sour.
Yeah. It's about
right
on
that.
The sour is right on
that.
It's
pretty heavy. Like, but the
if there was, ever a category for a pastry sour, this would fall into it.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes like peaches, cinnamon, and graham cracker, and a tartness to it. And it's funny because during the break, poured Mike some of Old Irving Cinnamon Prose. Mm-hmm. So had I known this beer was going to be next, I actually didn't need to rinse your glass. You would have just had a little more residual cinnamon. What do you think of this overall?
This is very sour, and I don't think I'd be able to drink a whole glass of it, but for what they're going for, it's really good. And it reminds me of those peach sour rings that you get.
Peachios, baby.
Peachios, and that holds a very near and dear thing to my heart. So,
Peachios, yeah.
So I like that for that, but I don't think this is something that I would drink on a consistent basis, but what they're going for, they nailed it, and it's really good on that end.
Yeah. I don't think it's. I could have a whole one of these for sure.
Oh yeah.
I could easily drink a whole can of this and be fine with it. And it's 5.5%. That's good. But yeah, they nailed. I mean, I guess there's real peaches in there. Like the peach.
Yeah.
The peach in there is what I like the most. Mm-hmm.
So for what it is, Mike, how many Peachios 1 through 5 would you give it?
For the Peachios, I'm gonna give it a 4 because it's not something that I'm gonna necessarily like consume on a regular basis, but I know a good thing when I see it or taste it in this instance. So
Tony, how many peach cobblers would you give it?
I'm gonna give it. Let me finish it. Come on, here you go.
These guys know how to brew.
Oh yeah, right?
Yeah. Like they're
well, good. These are all different breweries. So
no. It's all dimensional.
It's all dimensional. These guys know how to do their stuff. Yep. So,
man, that peach is really good. I'm gonna go 4.3 peach cobblers. Really up there because this is great.
Yeah.
Again, like I could easily drink a full one.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I might actually be able to sneak in 2 of these at one sitting. Because it's not, there's the sweetness from it, but it's not like a fake sweetness. It's like fruity peach sweetness.
Yeah. Did they say at all like what hops they use?
Not in the description that I pulled up, no.
I mean, how they did this was fantastic. Like, and we talk about brewing, like we don't brew as often as we'd like to, but we talk about like the style and like what goes into brewing certain beers that we like. But like, this is another one where I'm just like, how the fuck did they get so much flavor into that beer? Like, seriously. What did they do?
I really want to.
Gosh.
Make a. I want to make like a beer in the fall, where I can get like that pie crust flavor. Like, I guess it's biscuit malt. Is that what you have to use?
Yeah.
To get like, you have to use a certain amount, and you'll get that. But I do want to like. I've always wanted to do like an oatmeal raisin cookie beer. That wasn't like super super sweet, but it was like you can get like the cookie type taste from the biscuit malt, and then use like Special B to add a little of that raisin, and then like up the like add a little cinnamon, maybe like make it like an 8 to 9% beer, like a brown ale, and that becomes like your winter warmer. Like you drink it when it starts getting cold, so that like you're sipping on like a 9% beer that tastes like an oatmeal.
Yeah. Cookie. So, but like going back, like that Dragon's Milk. That's the oatmeal raisin cookie. Like, I didn't get so much of the cookie, but like the oatmeal raisin came through. Like,
yeah.
But having that like biscuit type thing.
Yeah. When you get something on the computer screen over there, you good? Yeah.
So, do they like for this peach? Did they use peaches?
According to that description, there's actual peaches.
Actually, extracting that peach flavor and like the right amount of like sugar and the right amount of cinnamon and the right amount of like whatever it is to get that graham cracker taste—that's the art.
Yeah,
that's what you guys like are trying to.
Well, yeah, that's a fun thing. Decipher. You know, there's. I mean. Yeah, exactly.
That's
I mean,
really
like
cool.
Even with the cool. Old Irving Simmons Prost, and like, you know, I brought over that Bourbon County that one time, the Manus Foster. We didn't end up drinking that together. Mm-hmm. But like some of those big beers, like they impart, there's some that hit better than others. There's some that are just like insane when it comes to like adding that, like the Mortal Kombat from Dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
It tasted like liquid.
Yeah.
Liquid s'mores, man. Yeah. It tasted like the marshmallow,
the
graham cracker, the chocolate, and then like, you know, then it's barrel aged, so you get like the bourbon.
But they're not just throwing marshmallows in that thing.
I don't know what they're using. I'm sure it's a thing of vanilla and like toasted
of
grains or I don't know what. I don't know how they do it.
But
because you can't.
I would be interested, we don't need to do this on the show, but like to get his take on the Dragon's Milk.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can always do an after the final pour.
Ooh. But didn't we do that episode?
Oh, yeah, we did. We probably still should do an episode for tonight.
Well, yeah, but still.
Brandon?
I'll be a guinea pig anytime. I like this. So.
Fantastic. Awesome, man.
Yeah, this is...
How many peach... How many President of the United States of America debut albums are you giving this one?
I'm like 4.3, 4 in that area. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what Becca thinks about it.
Yeah. But this is so good.
Yeah, when I saw, so that's the other thing about this place. They had a whole bunch of 4-packs and some crawlers to go. And then I saw someone leave where it looked like they had different cans. And there they have, like, you build your own four pack, which I think is such an awesome idea for a brewery to do. And I think more breweries should do that. Like,
yeah,
be able to mix and match grabbing random beers, especially if it's your first time. And I don't know, like, to go back out that way would be fine. And I know, now I know, like, oh, Dimensional, great. Mm-hmm. I know what to get. I've tried multiple beers. Like, I've tried almost 10 beers from them now within a week's time. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. I think more breweries should do a build your own four pack with, you know, and just price it out per can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be too hard, but we'll have to talk to Matthew about that. I'm sure he can break down the logistics of why that does or does not work.
He would be the guy to know.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he's our guy.
The very last one from Dimensional. I had to get this one, baby. It's a brown ale. It's Builder the Bob.
Should we rinse our glasses?
You know what, Brandon? That's a good idea. So this is Builder the Bob brown ale. I had to get this. It says, can we brew it? Yes, we can. Now, as everybody knows who listens to the show, you might not know this about me. I love a good brown ale. Mm-hmm. Brown ales are a very underrated style of beer. There's just something about it. There's a little roastiness to it. They're normally pretty light. There are some brown ales out there where they'll add like vanilla to it or whatever. I gave myself a little heavier pour this time, you guys.
And you have not had this?
I've not had this, no. I saved this specifically.
So, well, I'm proud of you for
thank you
doing that. And did they have it on tap there?
Or? I believe they did.
Ooh.
The other one, man, one of my other favorites, jeez, I can find it real quick. Hold on. It's in my pictures. Let me get past all the food pics from late. This beer that I had from them was called Flashy Blouse. And it is a reference to Chappelle being Prince and then playing basketball. It's such a, you guys should look up the, or maybe we'll throw it in there with the episode. But that was another hazy IPA that was just delicious. He's holding a tray of hops there in the picture.
Yeah.
That was really tasty. They did have those to go, but I only grabbed these. Brandon, you already went in?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, see that smell right there? That's a brown ale, baby.
Smells like the hazelnut coffee I drink every morning.
It does kind of, actually. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. That's, you know, okay. All right.
Mmm.
I see what we're going with here. Brandon, what are your first impressions?
That is a fine brown ale.
Yeah.
I mean, first impressions. Flavor or aroma-wise, yeah, it's got that nuttiness that I like. It's got that, like...
It's a bit nutty.
It's got that malt body. Yeah, sorry, I don't...
Yeah, we don't have...
Not on Zencast.
I know, you can't drop it in there.
My drops.
That was one of the drops Brandon would throw in there.
But yeah, it's got that nuttiness. It's got that that maltiness in what I would expect in a brown ale. And then, like, even then, I'm like still like, okay, it smells good. Is it going to taste good? But yeah, like, dude, this is a really well done brown ale.
It's an English style brown ale as well.
Yeah. Have we... Maybe that's an episode we need to do, is like English brown ales.
Done. Sign me up.
I mean, I'm all aboard for that too, because like they're done well there. So, but like, you know, from my personal opinion, this one is tasty.
Mike, what are your thoughts on this?
This is really good.
We're gonna make you a drunk one way or another.
Yeah. Quicker than I think you
imagine.
Sorry, Tony, you can't go to work. Yeah. And drink a bunch of
last night. Create a monster. This is really good. This is it's definitely got all the things you said, and it's just really light, really refreshing, and I wasn't expecting that with the brown ale.
So, right, question for Mike. So we've done it, it's a limited selection of like styles of craft beers that we've done, but like how's your take now on like craft beer? Like if you went into a brewery and like saw a bunch of beers, like
you saw some of these like ones that sounded like what we just had.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd approach it differently? Like,
yeah, I think now I'm like more like hip to it, because
like now you're gonna out of your way to go to a brewery.
No, but I think I'll like be more adventurous, because I was always just intimidated with that like kind of like that 312 flavor, which I think the first one was the most. That like hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? The
first one we had was hoppy. 312 is a wheat beer.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was probably hoppier than anything you've ever had.
Yeah. And then the Indian Pale Ales were better. Really really intimidating to me as well. And so those always kind of... Indian Pale Ale is not really craft, though, is it?
No, it is. Yeah, India Pale Ale, yeah, for sure. That's like the most popular style for craft beers.
So those are the two that I was initially like introduced, and kind of I was like, oh, well, I'm not into those, so I guess I'm not into this. But now that I've seen this or had these and seen the difference of like what else they can do, I'm like kind of hip to it and like it.
And I think a lot of it also has to do with not the style, the quality of craft beer
that has come out. I think they're like a really good is it a brewery?
Yeah, it's a brewery. Yeah.
That one's like top notch right there. They're up there with Spotted Cow.
From New Glarus? Yeah. Yeah, dude. So
New Glarus. It'd be New Glarus. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the brewery.
They're like they're up there with them.
So it's funny because I feel like the quality of craft beer has gone up, and there's way more breweries than ever in the United States.
Yeah,
and it's a lot, and it can be even more intimidating. I'll take you to Beer on the Wall and show you how.
Because you have no idea unless you really know this.
Yeah, so. I mean, like, but once you like, it's pretty easy. Like, once you find like, so the first beer that we had, that was a hazy India Pale Ale. So with those are not generally bitter because of the way that they add the hops.
Yeah.
And a regular IPA, you know, probably might not be one that you're going to want to approach because of your, you know, what you have. But there are other styles. I mean, there's a bunch of different types of beer out there, and that's cool that you know. I didn't think you were gonna dislike it. I wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't know what to expect. I think the sour one is like I'm more intrigued by it now, but like because like it was just like the first sip was like, oh, this is a little unexpected
for sure.
And then the more I had it, I was like, oh, this is good, and I could see myself like having
a little bit more. Yeah. Like it's
wouldn't like do it all day, but like the one I could appreciate that.
Sure.
Yeah.
What I like about this, I prefer a drier, which means not sweet, drier brown ale than this. This is definitely on the sweeter, maltier side, which is still really good.
Okay.
Like, but
I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you got your sweet tooth, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I could have one or two of these. I also like brown ales, though, where I can just sit there. There was another brown ale that I had when I was out in Iowa. I blanked on that for a second. I was out in Iowa.
I know why.
Fire trucker brown ale, which I drank a bunch of on Friday night. That's all I can remember, Fire Trucker. I don't know if that's the name of the brewery or the actual beer, but that was delicious. I mean, I drank those all night long. I don't know. Those could even just be English brown ales, but it was dry and it was like right amount of bitterness to it. Brown ales, I just like the little bit of roastiness you get from them. And I'm really a big fan of their acting and music. I'm wearing a studded belt
well
right now.
Well done,
from brown
sir.
Ale.
Well done.
Thank you.
That was.
Cheers. There's a lot of cheer in Brandon's face.
Sorry.
You're smashing fucking glasses over here.
I mean, I wouldn't care, but I was like, oh man, I was more worried about the mess it's going to make.
Overall, this is it's a very good brown ale. Brandon, how many English toffees are you giving this one?
I'm going to do a solid 4.
I like it. Michael, how many English summer rains are you giving this one?
One, because I don't like rain.
Jesus Christ.
But if it was like a chocolate donut.
Sure.
I'd give this. I'm going to give this. All right. Are you ready for this? Seriously. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm giving this a 5.
Whoa. All right. Wow.
I really like that one.
That's wow. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm giving this a wow. I'm giving this a 4.5. Because the brown ale, so I'm just kind of
Michael, would you like?
Yeah, I would actually. And I love their character.
It was like Bob the Builder.
Yeah, this is.
I'm
like,
surprised they got away with that.
I don't think I've had brown ale really either, unless because I like Guinness. That's brown.
No, that's a stout, baby. That's a stout.
I really like brown ale.
You can finish that, man. That's all there. You earned it. Congratulations on finding a beer that you gave a 5 to. That's impressive. Now, Brandon. Rank them.
All right, I gotta go look at the cans.
Boop. And pass that down to him as well. Wow, you finished that. Like a champ. Boop. Those are the sound effects of Brandon stacking cans, in case everyone
wants to know. So I'm gonna go. And to Tony's disbelief, but the first one is gonna be Millions of Them.
Wow, okay.
Then to the Toad Stabber.
Okay.
The Bob the Builder, and then the Hefeweizen.
Okay, yeah, that was surprising. I thought the Hefeweizen would be up there higher, but I just feel like maybe those three beers just stood out a bit more.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, just based on, like, what we're drinking right now, like, I, like, from that brewery, that's what impressed me the most. And I mean, again, that Hefeweizen could stand on its own with other Hefeweizens, but, like, with the gauntlet that I was thrown,
yeah.
I chose what I have, so.
Mike, do you want to...
I'll move these so you can take a stab
at what... You would rank these. And again, it doesn't mean that the last one is the worst. It's just in this particular order. It's the one that you just didn't like as much as the other three.
Wait, so which one's my least favorite?
Well, no, it's just...
Of this sitting.
What is your... Which one did you like the most? So you can rank it like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously, number one is... Build of the Bob. Yeah.
Sorry.
No. It is... Builder the Bob. I think the second one is the Heffy. I like the Heffy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and then I think the Toad Stabber is the third, and then Millions of Them. Although still being very good, it's the last one. But it was still really good. And honestly, kudos for the theme of it, too. Millions of Them, and it's peaches. Presents. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's good.
That. Yeah, I mean, do you know me and my 90s nostalgia?
Nobody's coming for you, so yeah. Like...
No, I'm gonna actually.
Don't write me.
I'm gonna at you. I'm actually gonna put.
I don't want any death threats.
I'm putting that in the description. If you have a problem with Mike, here's where you can find.
Send a note tonight to the presidents of the United States of America. Yeah. Hey, there's a beer based off of you. Can we use your song?
Yeah. Can we? Oh yeah, please. Can we use it for the break music?
Dimensional though.
I don't even know if they can give that permission.
Yeah.
Dimensional is a great brewer though.
Yeah, Dimensional. I'm very
happy. Brewery. Fantastic.
I'm happy that's where I.
Yeah, they're really good.
I ended up,
and I would take a trip out there to go visit them.
I think we should just take a road trip to Dubuque. All right, I'm gonna do Builder the Bob, Millions of Them, Toad Stabber, Hefeweizen.
So
not far off from what you did, Brandon.
What were the other breweries out there that
I don't know? There are a handful of them though. God, one was on the tip of my tongue.
Not in Dubuque, but where's Toppling Goliath?
Not far. That was mentioned, and I said no thanks, not interested.
Why?
You can keep. That's enough. that's another. Big Grove Brewery. That was another one that was not far away. I think that was the beer that I drank. The Easy.
Easy Eddie.
That one. I will definitely see if I can get some of that for you guys to try because that is super. If imagine this, but even like kind of. I'm pointing to the Toad Stabber for the listeners. Imagine Toad Stabber, but lighter body, easier drinking, like beer, like, you know, beer that you're used to drinking.
Yeah.
But it's still got that fruity hoppiness to it as well. That's what that beer is like. So shout out to them. But shout out to Dimensional. You guys are making some fantastic beer.
Yeah.
It's just simply too good.
Yeah, I'm not... It's weird to say that I'm blown away, but like I'm... Because, I mean, I am, but I'm just very impressed that, like, that entire lineup was fantastic.
That's your first time having all that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Same here. Other than Toad Stabber, this is the first time. Okay. These are all blind.
Yeah, I mean, that was a fantastic lineup. That's so cool.
There was another beer. There was a West Coast IPA, but that ended up getting drunk. And I replaced it with the Toad Stabber that I purchased as well.
Yeah.
The IPA, the West Coast IPA was also very, very good. I feel like this Toad Stabber is more up your alley here.
Yeah, I mean, like, good on you, because, like, when I travel, I just grab random shit from everywhere, but, like, going to a specific brewery, I'm like...
Yeah, it was a quick walk from the hotel we were at, too, so, I mean, it was too easy.
Nice.
Yeah, to do it. I'm finishing off the Toad Stabber, and it's still, like, after having all that beer and talking with you guys, like... Toad Stabber, I don't remember what my... I got to redo my list, guys.
Okay.
One more time. Here we go.
One more time.
Builder the Bob.
Still one?
Toad Stabber, Millions. I swear. Yeah, and it's more just me. That's me. Not because it's a bad Hefeweizen. It's a very tasty Hefeweizen. It's just,
you're just a terrible person.
They gotta, I'm a bad person. Don't come at me.
They got to do better on their packaging for the Hefe, though, because this is kind of...
It's weird.
I mean, this is kinda, gotta be something. Like,
yeah, everything else.
Go ahead. Okay.
Go hard. Wow, a guest that actually wants to finish off beers with us. This is great. Welcome to the craft beer world, Mike.
They don't want to finish them?
No, they do. I just wanted to make you feel special for a
thanks.
Minute.
Oh, thanks. It worked. I did feel special. I feel till I...
Don't dig deeper.
Yeah. This builder though was really good.
Yeah, I
really like that.
Very happy, very impressed. I definitely want to go back and grab a bunch of their beers because there was a whole bunch of other beers. They have a few other sours too.
If we ever had a reason to go to Dubuque, I would definitely want to talk to them for the podcast.
Absolutely, I think we can make
if they'd be willing to talk to us.
I bet you if we go out there, we could probably get someone to talk to. Everybody that worked there was super nice, even for how busy it was, they were just super cool. They also have something called the Big D, and it's
you get to me too.
Take it easy.
Sorry,
he's talking about a dog. He's got a huge dog at home.
Say I'll call him Little.
Hey, it's not like Tiny Lester.
Tater Tot. It's a Big D, and you get a sample of every single, all 20 beers are on tap, and it's a huge long thing. It takes two people to carry. Yeah, it was impressive. They did. Someone did yell out, "Someone ordered the Big D," something like that. So
that's like pretty funny. When I don't know, it was Hofbrauhaus that used to do, like, you'd order the shot ski. And they'd bring out a ski with, like, all of the samples of all the beers on it, and that was the shot ski.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It had to be Hofbrau, like, at least in the one that used to be in Rosemont, RIP, but, like.
Never forget.
They got rid of that?
Yeah.
They did, and now, but it's funny, so the people that owned it decided that they didn't want to carry Hofbrau anymore. And they wanted to come up with their own concept, so they started Crust, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's called Crust.
Have you gone there at all?
No, I haven't.
Probably should, it's right.
But there. I've heard the pizza's okay and the beer's decent.
All right, well, we'll take a little trip.
It might be worth a visit.
You know what? Tomorrow's a nice day. By the way, I want listeners to know, we're being responsible and we're recording this on a Friday night, something we don't really do.
Wow. Yeah,
I don't drink during the week anymore.
Well, good for you, man.
Unless we're podcasting, but I'm trying to limit that as much as possible.
That's good, man. I should probably look into that. My liver would thank me. Tony sobs into the microphone. All right. I think it's gonna do it for our trip to Dubuque, doing the Dimensional Brewing. I want to thank my cousin Reese, who turned me on to this particular brewery. I mean, granted, it was from the bottle that I found, but I'm glad that he knew about it.
Yeah.
And it was a great time hanging out with those guys out there. Shout out to Justin, Paxson, Vince, and Reese one more time. Love those guys. Mike, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
And writing our theme song.
Yeah, and doing our theme song. We appreciate it. And letting us use your music for break music, too. A little more. I have a feeling I'm just going to keep getting more.
Can you write us, monthly songs.
Monthly songs, sure.
With every month.
Probably could, actually.
It's March, stupid bitch. Gotta listen to the shit.
Whatever. Well, we don't need Mike if you're already writing that. Yeah, that's great. Hey. I don't know why we've called a listener a stupid bitch either. That's probably not a good idea.
Can I tell a fun fact, though, about the theme song?
Please.
I actually wrote that. I think that was before. That was COVID, right?
Yeah.
So I wrote that when I was working, and I was working from home, and I wrote that song and recorded it on the clock.
Yeah.
And was not working, and instead of recording that song for you.
See, actually, you did get paid for that song.
I did get paid. That was probably the only song that I've been paid for, so thank you for that.
That's what we do, man. We look out for those who look out for us. Fact,
and I should have been working, but I was writing that song.
You're fine. You're back.
Exactly. So, and
I was on the same company.
What's that?
What?
Yeah. Same
company. So. Different times. Yeah, thanks for joining us, man. I'm sure we'll have you back on because that was fun to see someone who doesn't drink craft beer, particularly, experience that stuff. So it's an interesting that was an interesting concept. That was cool.
Cool, I like it.
Maybe we'll see him on after the final pour.
Oh, that's a good idea. We should. You know what? I guess we'll see him next week. Brandon, I love you, buddy.
Love you too, bud.
And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you.
Bye.
That's Brandon's bye.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh, I'm banned.
I didn't say that. That was hilarious though, because literally Brandon goes, bye.
Well, I quit. This is my last episode. Love you all.
This has been The Malting Hour. Be sure to follow us on all social media by searching The Malting Hour and at themaltinghour.com. You can also follow us individually on social media. Brandon can be found on Instagram as bmdub81, on Twitter, bdub81, and on Untappd as bdubdrinksbeer. Tony can be found on Instagram and Untappd under Asa Phelps Chicago, on Twitter, the Asa Phelps Chicago. Clark can be found as Clarkowski on all three. Dan can be found on Instagram as hip_hops and hiphops on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show on your preferred podcast listening platform. Until next time, cheers from all of us at The Malting Hour.
Wait, what did I miss?
Oh, I don't like you.
Why?
Oh, I said... Why? What did I do?
Don't enjoy this chip too much.
That's all right. I said, he goes, you can take Mike. I go, no, I'm not taking Mike. I'm going by myself.
That's his sense of humor.
He knows. I've known him since high school.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.